Something wicked is coming this way, and only fools are ignoring the signs. So it's time you became a financial prepper like thousands of others. Gold can travel anywhere. It's international. It's its own currency. Allocate to gold now, the timeless safe haven asset. Open an IRA with Noble Gold Investments to physically hold coins and bars, and let real, tangible gold, not just paper, save your portfolio as the economy burns again. Right now, Noble Gold Investments offers a free 3-ounce silver American Virtue coin with every qualified IRA. Just use the promo code GOLD to claim your free coin and secure your family's financial future. Go to NobleGoldInvestments.com now. NobleGoldInvestments.com.
Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals, including gold, involves risks. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision.
All right, folks, welcome to Nino's Corner.tv. I am with, you know, I always say my favorite guest, the audience's favorite guest, but this one really, people love you, Dan, and you bring a lot of hope to a lot of despair that's out there right now, and you're a man that has been struck by lightning how many times? Once or twice, or three times?
Twice,
and you died twice, correct? Three times. Okay. All right. Well, all right. Sorry for the mistake there. But anyway, you know, you're a near-death experiencer. You've seen the other side, and you bring a message of hope. And you saw pretty much exactly the events that are playing out today, correct?
Yeah. I mean, I if anybody read Saved by the Light, it's called The Boxes of Knowledge. And what The Boxes of Knowledge does is laid out the last... It'll be the soon 50 years of where America was going to go and why it would go there. Because what was being shown to me was a timeline of where the battles for the souls of humankind, that's their words, would be fought over health care. And by seeing the events that were in each box, I was capable of watching reality unfold over this last 47 years. They missed very few, and those very few were the beings of light that I encountered in the first experience, okay, when I was dead. Then open heart surgery, that's a near-death experience. Then brain surgery, that's a near-death experience. Then open heart surgery, died on the table, resuscitated, stayed in critical care for 5 days and went into cardiac arrest and was resuscitated twice over a 26-minute period. So I was dead again. So in the course of it, when you get struck by lightning and they code you three times, okay, that's death. The other stuff, I'm on ventilators. I'm having a near-death experience. So I have a broad viewpoint of it, and that I have spent my entire life in death. I've been a hospice volunteer for 45 years, and I've been with more than 2,000 people going from this world to the next, and 353 taking their last breath. And I helped write the standard end-of-life care model for the Veterans Administration. And I'm working on the palliative and end-of-life care version for them now. So when we take a look at America and we frame it, I think it was Juan who came up with the near-death experience. Okay, that America was going through. And I thought it was quite catchy. Because if you look at the near-death experience and you look at the panoramic life review, which means that everybody who's ever had one of these experiences, David, describes seeing their life pass before them. Everybody, say 98%. When you're there in life, and you've had four of those puppies, then you take the boxes of knowledge and you take the personal understanding of having panoramic life of you, seeing my life pass before me, and apply it to every day, then I have insight into the world we're living in. And I have absolute total belief that the battles for the souls of humankind is being fought right now. Okay? All that crap in Ukraine has nothing to do with the distraction to create war, fear, and despair. That's what it's designed to do, and to kill off and destroy everything that you can before it all gets seen and caught, but also to remember that that was Europe's breadbasket. You cannot grow wheat, which feeds a third of the world, when you're killing people and blowing up everything. You cannot grow wheat. So all of that evilness and all of that is showing people a microcosm of where we've been in our past. All right? So you see your entire life pass before you in a 360-degree panorama. I don't care who you are or what you think, this will be what happens. The Book of Judgment, the Hall of Records, all things are recorded. This is another way of saying you are responsible. Then you would watch your life from a second-person point of view as if you were your own best friend. And when you look at it from that point, David, then even though you see how stupid you are, it's like your best friend. You're both laughing together at the fact that you're that dumb or that happy or that celebratory. So we're doing that now because the world is changing so fast, and everybody has to get their hands played before 2025. Excuse me. They have to have it done. Okay?
What is that, the solar flash event?
Say this?
Is that the solar flash event of 2025?
That's the culmination of the event of where the energetic shift of the magnetic flux and field of the Earth will change.
So it's a race and, until then.
Oh, everything. Bam, bam, bam. Every day. Bam, bam, bam. So many psyops. So many psyops ongoing, and you see which one pushes what button. Okay. To arrest the president, ex-president of the United States. Okay. To do that is a trap that their arrogance must not see. I'm being political. Must not see. That trap opens a doorway that he can bring up every single thing that every current and every one of those people. But at the same time, their arrogance thinks that he will not lord himself or identify himself in that framework to become equal to them, because of his psychological personal profile. Okay, so
could this be
way, it's crap.
Could this be a white hat move in your thoughts, Dannon, or is this strictly a black hat move playing into the white hat move? In other words, is this just sheer arrogance, like stupid, like is this just, you know, pride cometh before the fall? Is just this them going for it, a big panic move?
Absolutely. I cannot, even knowing so much about the politics of stuff, David, you know, because mine is about the power of the heart. And I want to make sure toward the end, I give people the thing that the piece of information that I sincerely believe will help them deal with what they're going through. And it's natural that they're going through it. I call it the great lie. The great lie is when you come to this plane, when this existence, when you come to this plane of existence, you have to accept a rule that you inherently know is a lie. Because by doing that, the events of what you do in your life gain greater value based on perseverance, dedication, will, aspiration, and things like that. Okay, so the big lie is this. In the spiritual world, you are never helpless. And you are never alone unless you choose to be. Never. Okay. But when you come here, you are helpless when you're born and you're helpless when you pass. And you're lonely based on so many controlling mechanisms and psychologies that can become into play that I call psyops or mind games or psychopaths or sociopaths. And then you have loneliness. And that sets up the word that you used, despair. When the ethereal nature of you attached to the physical mental natures of you, the physical mental nature must function at a vibration so that the ethereal self can stay attached. To stay attached. Okay? So by driving down that the body's natural self and herd immunity no longer has a value because of improper nutrition and the way we eat, why we eat, and the lack of gratitude for the system. Okay? So when you put all that into play, then that's the third part of the panoramic life review, which is you literally will become every person that you've ever encountered, and you will feel the direct results of your interaction between you and everybody else. No one gets away with anything. No one. And this is all fair and just.
Is there a hell, Dan? And I've had people come on my show that tell me there is, you know, they went to hell and came back. Do you believe there's a hell for certain people out there that you don't believe in hell?
No.
Then how do these people pay for what they do to humanity and for their sins?
Wait a second. This is one of the rarest levels of consciousness, David, to be able to come here and to take on helplessness and loneliness and to carry out what each mission is. Everybody's mission is to practice being a God. Okay? And what you do is you write down on a piece of paper everything you hope God is. Loving, caring, compassionate, thoughtful, protective. And then you think of how many times per day do you get a chance to be.
You hit the mute button.
The answer will be all day, every day. So if you believe in God and you want to be God to be proud of you and you practice that list, it's what I do. It practice that list. How do I make it better? Like you in this show, how do you make it better for people to deal with the transition and the birth of a new age? Yesterday is gone. Era has ended. And we're in a new, complete era. Everywhere we look, David, we see it. Banking systems, healthcare, all the things, all the insanity that comes. But you have to look at it from two places. First, when a new age is being born, everything tests its reality. You know, everything tests its reality. And we see the good, the bad, but it's natural that it's doing that. Because that means we're birthing an age and we are responsible to be knowledgeable and make the right decisions in a concept that has to do with practicing being a god. And everybody decides that in their own way. I became a hospice volunteer. Okay. And I've consistently stayed a hospice volunteer through four of these experiences because I know the reward that comes from seeing that I just described happened to me four times. You know, I'm not crazy. I'm not woo-woo. I'm not any of that. I'm hardcore. But reality is reality, okay? And we live at the birthing of an age, so you should take a breath and be proud that somehow you earned the privilege to be here now. And to do everything you can to keep balance and harmony in the middle of reality, okay? How to be that, like you do in the show. You create options for people where people can come. I believe that nobody dies. And I believe to think that you're going to die is the dumbest thing you could possibly think because all of us, you limit potential. And the system that's happening around us, David, is designed to limit potential with despair. So you can have possessions, okay? When somebody, about 3% of all people who've had this experience say they've had a hellish experience, I can handle 1.5% of those. I can listen to them and I can know where it comes from because I've been around from day one since Raymond Moody. I knew Raymond Moody before he wrote a book. Before he gave this experience a name, I had it. It didn't have a name, okay? And I had it. And I was a mean, tough, arrogant, pompous ass. And I might not could have backed it up to you, but I could back it up, and I could do it.
No, you were the real deal back in the day. You don't want me to tell people what you did, right?
Nope. But okay. And I could do
it. Well, he was legit,
and I could do it in different countries.
Yeah.
Okay. Just down the street. So when you have this experience, and you know that you're a spiritual being. And that this is an opportunity, this life is an opportunity, then you wise up. And if it gets reinforced over and over again, then you accept it as the reality. So where that tells us is once you become every person that you ever encounter and you feel the direct results of your interaction between you and anybody else and becoming every other person, you ask yourself, if God could not come today and God sent you, in the life you just reviewed, what difference did you and God make? Now, that's my way of saying it, David. You know, there's more eloquent languages than mine that adds deeper spiritual meaning than mine. But that's my way of saying it because I decided to become a hospice volunteer. I said, okay, with what I experienced and dying Marines, and I know about dying Marines, so I went to work and became a hospice volunteer in the VA, and I stayed there 37 years, and I still now work with veterans in passing. But I decided that if God couldn't come today and what I had gone through and where I could do the greatest good practicing being a God, was being at the bedside of those who did not know where they were going and who wore the battle scars that come with realizing that war is the stupidest thing that you could ever do. And for us to be as the United States of America, to be doing what we're doing in the Ukraine, and Lindsay screaming and yelling about sending them F-16s. Okay, this is the most childish, immature, insane. And for Lindsay McConnell, the senator from my state of South Carolina, for him to be saying stuff like that, he needs to be checked. It's insanity. You tell him to stop it.
But
call Russia on the phone.
But then, in these people like Lindsey Graham, like Mitch McConnell, like all these politicians, do they believe that they have a safe place to go when they have this scorched earth, when all things go to hell in a handbasket? Do they believe? Are they going to an underground bunker? Do they believe this? Like, what? Why would they put themselves and their family in jeopardy? It makes no sense to me.
Well, it makes sense like this. I'm from South Carolina, so I know everything about Lindsay. I've known Lindsay since he was a intern at the State House in Columbia, South Carolina. That's how long I've known Lindsey Graham.
I'm sorry for you.
I know everything about, and I know all his staff, and I know their parents and their grandparents. So I understand that. You make compromises in life that you think is going to help move or promote your career based on where you were in the pecking order in the Senate. Okay, now watch my knowledge base. When I was working in Washington, there was Strom Thurmond's office, there was Joe Biden's office, and there was John McCain's office. Okay.
Wow.
So when I went to the office, you never knew which John McCain was coming. You never knew which John McCain was coming to work that day. Joe was always at Strom's office, listening to what Strom was telling him to do and what Strom would be in his wise way telling him what to do, because he followed so much of it. And you can't tell me that he didn't do it. I was there. Okay? This is not a story I heard. I was there. And okay? So when you look at all that and you see that it's all about the difference that God makes, okay, think of this. When you're trying to get real settled in, whatever happens to Donald about this arrest, his mistake was in telling people to protest. And I cannot figure out if he did that. Did he say it or did he write it?
I think it was on his Truth Social.
So
I believe he written it. He wrote it. So I don't understand that either, Danny.
Because there is no possible way he would do that in consciousness. And there's no possible way, unless there is a nature of dealing with his psyche, his narcissism, that he would say something like that. So let me say this.
I mean, especially after what happened in J6, I don't know why he would tell people to get out and do that. I mean, we know.
So here's what Les, you and I do. We're not taking a political side. But hey, everybody, if we were going to protest someone arresting the 45th president of the United States over paying some hooker some hush money, when the world is falling apart, it means you are terrified of him. And you are so desperate, you have to combine federal and state laws to be able to charge him with something that becomes a criminal offense as opposed to a misdemeanor equal to Hillary and the dossier. Same equation. She paid a fine. So in order for that to happen, total desperation. So, my fellow Americans, David and I want you to protest, and this is how we want you to protest. We want you to call your congressmen and your senators' local office. Don't call Washington. Call the local office closest to you and say, no matter if it's a Democrat or it's a Republican or an independent, it does not matter. Say, I'm calling you to protest the arrest of Donald J. Trump on these trumped-up charges. Okay? That's protest. We call and we make that statement, and this is the way I would have told him. I would have said, okay, Donald, this is how I would do it. And then you're going to worry about how many calls you get. And then you're going to say they didn't get any calls. And the Democrats are going to say they didn't get any calls. And it all gets really confusing. But you mounted a form of protest that floods the lines to wake up the person you voted for to represent you. Now, let's take action, America, and seek to be represented by them hearing from us over something as stupid as this. And I would do it if it was a Democrat. I mean, I would be right here, right now, knowing that the terror, that the thought of this man being the president of the United States, the thought of that, terror that must strike in the hearts of these people brings me a certain amount of joy.
It's a panic move, and I got to say, Dan, and what by them arresting him, what do they hope to accomplish with this? Are they going to be? Is he not going to be able to campaign? Is he not going to be able to rally? What do they hope to accomplish besides putting a black cloud over his head? And what I think they're doing is lifting DeSantis at the same time, who's a globalist pawn to me as well.
But if they can destroy Donald, and I can tell you what they're doing. I mean, let's look at it from politics, right? Just from straight up politics. Who holds the power in the vote? It's the suburban women. It's the college educated women. These are the people, and if you can turn him into a whoremonger, grabbing him by the and all of that, then he loses that vote. When I look at it from a criminal point of view, you got nothing. There's nothing. But if you look at it from the voting point of view, and you look at who's going to be voting, how do you destroy that soccer mom?
But I think they can see through this as well.
Himself, he equates him, like I said earlier, he equates himself equal to the low life that they all think he's seeing. And as he starts to talk and run his mouth, then he's going to equate himself equal if he goes on the defense. So it means that we American and constitutionalists, have to call our representative and make it known that we are against it and that they need to do something about it. And if it's a Democrat, it's still the same thing. I'm not afraid of fighting for what's right, being an American. You're going to protest? Well, ring them up on the phone. Ring them up. Why? for every one person that calls on the phone, David, that tells that person sitting at that desk, that little intern, that little girl, 18 to 22 years old, sitting right there, that there was another 1,434 people in that district that's thinking the same thing.
Mm.
So you get 100 calls. What does that represent? 100,000 people.
Mm. Okay. So
that's how you protest.
So, Danny, as this goes, as we start seeing more of these, you know, in one of my videos I said there's going to be more and more scare events. As you just said, as we go into 2025, what can we recap on what kind of events going to happen in 2025 that people are not privy to if they haven't watched the last video? What is going to happen in 2025 that they're in a race against time for?
In order to control the inner magnetic flux, like a couple of weeks ago, remember I had this big December 19th thing. Okay, because the electromagnetic field of the Earth was opened. It was opened. That can. How does it happen? No matter what you say, it won't hold water. Then came the equinox, and today is spring. Today is the spring equinox at 5:46 Central Standard Time today. The birth and the rebirth. And that's why I wanted to do this show today with you. That's why I wanted to do it today, because it's about people opening up. But there is a magnetic wave that if you look at where the Earth is, and if you look at where true magnetic north is, it's moving and shifting. And that the center core of the Earth is slowing down to the point where it appears the rest of the movement is slowing down. Some say it stopped, but others argue because molten is always in movement, blah, 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 blah. It's still these events are happening that equate what the Mayans say, that December the 21st, 2012, their calendar came to an end, and the countdown over the next 25,920 years had begun. And they said that all things not done in integrity would collapse. Well, guess where we are right now?
The collapse.
Okay. Not yeah. done in integrity. Okay. What else they said? What else they said was today starts the 260-day calendar about rebirthing and regrowth and life and bringing vibrancy back into your life and looking at where you are, no matter what it is, that the energetic patterns and the energetic nature of what creates reality is in your favor. To dream a dream, to be less depressed, to stay away from despair, and to realize to have the privilege of being here.
A human catastrophe is closing in. Nobody knows how far this one is going to go. You can feel the heat as tension is rising globally. War is expensive. Open a Noble Gold Investments IRA today, and you can claim a free 3-ounce silver American Virtue coin. Just use the promo code GOLD. Go to NobleGoldInvestments.com now.
Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals, including gold, involves risks. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision.
Should be thought of as being thankful. Because being here, what we see, we're capable of making a difference. And today it's just a phone call about something we disagree with and an action that they're taking, and it's political and we know it. It's political and it's unconstitutional. And it's a two-tiered justice system blatantly showing us. They don't think that we think like this, David. Okay. The other thing, the banking system is going to do what it's going to do. Okay. And it's when you start talking trillions and quadrillions, quillions and quadrillions, then the banking system is going to do what it's going to do, and the power of the petrodollar will disappear. Okay, this is all going to happen. We're talking 2025. It's going to disappear. I mean, and we were watching how they'll do it, but that's what's going to happen. So at the same time, this Nassaurus, this new banking, quantum banking system is coming into play. Isn't it obvious that there's two systems interacting at the same time that have at least a 40-year history or a 50-year history ever since, what, 73, when the Trilateral Commission came into existence? And did people know that Jimmy Carter was one of the co-founders of the Trilateral Commission?
So, Dannon, are these two realities going to coexist together, or is in 2025 are they going to split?
I think we're watching and who's going to win.
So, like, for someone like me who's not going to bow down to this or cooperate, if they win, then I'm screwed.
No. Don't look. It's your health care. It's personally taking care of yourself. That's the key. You personally take care of yourself, and you do it with four things. David, I've been at this for so long at the bedside of so many people. I get it. Okay? And I can write manuals about it because I have tens of thousands of hours at the bedside of studying what people do and deal with death before, during, and the aftermath of the families, because I know all sides of it. What a person has to do, as these things start to unfold, it'll get weirder and weirder, and food cost and weirder, so you tighten down and you batten down the hatches. You know, you don't be crazy. You fix whatever you've got and you ride this out. Okay, because when that magnetic field passes, when it passes, everything that we're thinking right now won't matter. The system will be in place.
Is this going to pass, or is it going to last for a while? Is this magnetic shift just going to be a sudden thing? Is it going to be a sudden hit, or do we know?
No, it's never sudden. I mean, we're in it now.
But you're saying in 2025 it passes? Because you also said a solar flash in 2025. Right. So correct me here. I'm trying to understand.
Stay with me. I'm right here with you, my man.
Okay.
When we were talking about the solar flare, what David Wilcox was talking about, and the 10 days of darkness and all of that. But when you have a magnetic shift, and that shift becomes to a certain point, excuse me, then you can lose communication because it just travels through the air based on what's called a magnetic field flux. You know, gravity, gravitational magnetic field flux. It's like a sound wave. Okay, so it's easy to disrupt and turn the power out. That's not the big thing. It's what does that spiritually mean? Okay. Well, the thing that would affect us most would be a solar flare, which would be what would be the reason for why they said it happened.
They'll come up with an excuse.
If you shut it down in order to initiate. Okay, so when I said, okay, David, let's call it the solar flare. Because when I look at this stuff.
So hold on. I get up every day. I know I'm pissing off the audience. Sorry, audience. I have to make this clear. So they're in a race against time for this event, and they want to be in control of this event when it happens. So when it happens and it reboots, they're in control.
Got it. And so are we. Yeah. So are we. Okay? And everybody's playing their best hands. Some of it, like when you were talking earlier, some of it I don't understand from a pure political point of view. Your politics. I can't open my heart up to the amount of damage and murder and killing and people in subways in a modern city in Kiev. And David, I have friends. I used to go to Russia like every other year because I taught in St. Petersburg and in Moscow. And I had people from all of the ex-Soviet Union, but from the Ukraine and from Russia. I mean, I have 700, 800, 900 people at the class. The one in Moscow would have about 1,000, around 900 in St. Petersburg, but I can call them on the phone and know what's going on there. I can call them up. It's like I saw Stephen was on the big news about him being a Russian. So I called him, Stephen Segal. So I called him and asked him, what's going on? You know, and he has to kind of code it. But the events that are about to take place, okay, is going to show the shift in the value of the dollar.
Yeah.
Okay, when you got Iran supplying Russia with drones that they copied from the one of ours that they shot down in the Straits of Hormuz, so they have a magnificent drone, okay? And when you put Russia, Iran, and China in an alliance, and then you add that to BRIC, and you bring Saudi Arabia into BRIC, it's over.
Right.
Because first you have to look at what percentage of that is already in place. 85, maybe 90%.
Yeah.
And they're all going to meet this week. They're going to all come together, meet up and talk it over, because everybody's going to make their move. Everybody's going to make their move. So it isn't like it's some far off distant thing. You come together, make the agreement. You covered the oil situation. You've covered the rare earth mineral situation. You're making the solar panels. Russia has oil. All of this. Okay. Now, this is something that has intrigued me. In the boxes of knowledge, is this all making any sense to you, David?
Yeah, very much so. It's just kind of, it's like a big shit sandwich we're going to have to take a bite of, and hopefully we pull out of it, but there's on this shift.
Wait a second. Hey, we are the best.
Yeah.
We're the best. Okay?
I agree.
So if you're going to pick a fight, okay, and it's about righteousness and about all the things that spiritually have value, okay, well, put me in, coach. I mean, if the last breath I breathe is taking one of them down or keeping the train, keeping the elevator to hell full, I want to be that person. Okay, now, so let me finish thing about hell. In the third near-death experience and brain surgery, I came across a level of consciousness that I could see that whoever invented when the Catholics had to create purgatory so they'd have some place to put the Lutherans until they could get them back into the church, they created purgatory. But there's a level of consciousness similar to that that most people just pass through. Okay, it took me two experiences before I saw it. Okay, and when I saw it, I got captivated by it because I understood where ghosts live, and I understood, because I didn't, you know, I've been dead, but I didn't believe in ghosts. Then I saw where ghosts live and where spirits live and where how that mechanism operates, and free will. You don't have to go down the tunnel. It means eventually you're going to have to go down there, but you don't have to do anything. All right. And then there are people who have addictions and they're trying to get back over here. And if you reduce the vibratory harmonic of the ethereal self equal to the physical mental self, then a possession. There's been a 700% increase in exorcisms in the Catholic Church in the last 10 years. Wow. 700% increase. So it shows that system is working. Look at the size of Catholicism. It's the largest religion in the world. Okay, it's 1.4 billion people. All right, and that 1.4 billion people is in that flux. They're in that matrix. So when you look at that stuff, it's not to be frightened. It's aware of being thankful. When a spiritual being falls back and has to regroup, which is what we're all doing now, and we're all hinging on whether they arrest Donald or whether they catch Joe first. They wouldn't be arresting Donald if they didn't have Joe up against the wall. They wouldn't have sued the little kid. They wouldn't have sued the little kid who had the computer from Hunter if they didn't have to admit it was his. And the information that's on it, knowing that they have those two other associates to match the information between timestamps, market, you got them. You got them, okay? So you have to get out in front of that. The victory is we're winning. America's spiritual mistake right now is the Ukraine. This is a spiritual mistake, okay? How this ship shapes itself, or shifts itself, or shifts itself out, I'm not sure. So if you're for the Ukrainian war, don't add that when you call about Donald.
Yeah.
But if you're against the Ukrainian war, right, and you think that that's sane, and you think it's sane, then I guarantee you won't be reelected, because I'll be campaigning against you. And I've done this like 100 times. You know, I threaten everybody, especially when you got to come home. When you got to come home before you can go back to Washington, and you got to come home, well, I'm going to be here waiting for you. Everywhere you go, I'm going. Everything you're going to do, I'm going to be doing. And I'm going to pull as many people together as I can. You know, if that's the fight that I have to fight to control the mechanism, until I believe that perfect.
He's their golden child, man. He's on the right side. He's doing everything right. Although I know the people behind him is a Bush family. I see his donors. I see all the rhinos behind him. But a lot of people will not look at that. They have their head in the sand. And I think he's perfect. They're going to build this guy up as they tear Trump down and make him look like the golden child.
I agree.
Obvious, Daniel.
I agree. But I have this sneaking suspicion. I have this sneaking suspicion that he's far smarter than that. I mean, and he's everything.
I think he's smart, but I'm just saying, who does he owe his allegiance to?
Well, see, that's
him in power.
Yeah, but see, that's the big issue. You know, the fun part about it is that we get a chance to watch it. All right. And being able but watch that today what we did, come on, David. People just make a phone call. Just a phone call, and you call the local office. It's 3 minutes. It's your representative. And your senator. And it's 3 minutes. Because I'm not for it. And when you do those kind of active movements, and that you take an initiative, another level of value is re-added to your identity. Because you're celebrating the Constitution, you're celebrating your free will, you're celebrating your right to free speech, and you're doing all those things they're trying to take away, and you made an impactful dent in the political structure. And what if I would not have missed it? I knew it was going to be an off. And I just wanted to see how it worked. my feet hurt and it was cold and I walked around the whole building, but I was there.
Did you go inside the building?
And so, no.
Okay, so you're walking around all outside, just, wow.
Not going inside that building.
Right.
And why? Keep the fight outside.
Yeah.
Marine Corps. Mm. Keep the fight outside. All right. When I saw him break those windows with those shields, that was reinforced Kevlar. The first thing I would have thought was, no way that happened, or I would be suing the person who installed it. Because I was there after, I was in Washington after 9/11. I saw them replace all those windows. Wow. I saw what they put them in. I saw what it was. You can't come and tell me you throw a little chair up against that Kevlar window and think you can break it, and yet I watched them do it. Well, you can't tell me that.
Wow, man. Everything is so well orchestrated, huh?
And but I contributed. Watch. How I'm able to see it, David. The world I came from was compartmentalized. Excuse me. Was compartmentalized. You only do your job. I have lived long enough to see projects that I've been a part of. Okay, I've lived long enough to see them, but I see the bigger picture. So it doesn't mean I can't watch it right now and see it for what it is. And why I want to say this is, if it was spring and I wanted to give people something that sets their life, if they do this at this particular time, our spring, this birth of this equinox, I can help lift your consciousness. I can help lift and open up your heart to see clearer ways through this insanity. We win. The vision. We win. It's the collective nature of our value that determines what winning is. It's the collective nature of our value. Okay, and it's going to be based on this. A spiritual being deals with only these things. Their love. What is its value? What is its power? And how true do you hold to the first two? Belief. What is the value of your belief? What is its power? And how closely to your beliefs do you adhere to your love? Choices. What is the value of the choices you're making? And what are those choices power? And how much power does your choices affect your love and your belief? Fourth, the power of your prayer. What is its value? What is its power? And how closely do you align your prayers to your belief and your love? And let prayer be defined as willful, conscious intent. I live by that. I set the values of everything I do by that. Because I've seen so many life reviews, David. I know better. And once you hold a value of your love, and mine is always hospice and dying people and where crisis is and loss and grief and all of that, because I can hold, my belief system is undoubtedly, I know. The value of my love is that I can help find comfort of people losing love, people letting go, and people dealing with grief, trauma, and bereavement. What are the choices I make? My choices are, I'd rather spend my money on feeding people, spend my money on helping families and being able to. I'm working on a program now called the Transition Brigade, so that caregivers have a place to go to when they're having a problem. They can go on the internet and they can look up what they need to know, what they need to do, or who to call based on home health care. And in the power of my prayers, I think my prayers are my most powerful, because it's collective gratitude that I use as the force when I'm saying a prayer willful. I am willing to do it. Conscious, I am aware, and my intent is to drive my love, my belief, perfect my choices through my prayers into everyone who sees me or hears me or who I can get my arms around to hug. And I can calmly and quietly see where the world is, and I can make the right choices. You know, and we all are great, powerful, and mighty spiritual beings with dignity, direction, and purpose. The only thing that can ever go wrong in your entire life is you allow something to affect your dignity, which skews your direction and your purpose. That is the crisis that we as spiritual beings are facing with all this BS that we're watching as psyops being played around us. It's so easy. What is the value and power of your love? What is the value and power of your beliefs? What is the value and power of the choices you make? And what is the value and power of your prayers? And if you set a value of that on a day, okay, and you run your life by it, you will be amazed that by the end of the week, you are a different person, you know, because believing I can make a difference and studying it how to make a difference. And all today it is just about a phone call to make a difference. And I'm adding a prayer to everybody who is from this list or who sees this that makes that phone call. I am sending them my absolute devoted love. And if this airs after, okay, it does not matter. It's that we make an active, proactive choice based on a belief of something that is unconstitutional and politically driven that's affecting the value of our love for our country. And we pray that the rest of America, both sides of the party, sees the same thing as we do. And then it's just that phone call. And all of that kicks into play. So by the 25th, so many, by the 2025, so many people will be perceptive. You know, they'll be perceptive. You can't BS them. Because most of the, I mean, we have, it's usually 14 years. But now that's me being a Mayan. But usually the dust is settled about what sides everybody was taking. Okay. When people came home from World War II, they wanted to ride in triumphs and race around the hill countryside. When they came home from Korea, they wanted to be the Hell's Angels. They were so rebelling. They were rebelling and about what they had seen in the horrors of war. And we all know what happened in Vietnam and all of that. So when we look at what's coming and the perceptive nature of the energetic pattern that nobody can do anything about, nobody can, we evolving into a new age and all the greatness and all the insightful power of who we are spiritually. That is what's trying to be blocked, David. All this other stuff is just crap. It's just crap. We'll figure out a way. There's always a way. You figure out a way. But you build it like you built a strong family that people turn to you. I happen to enjoy you because I think you're wonderful.
Thanks, Steve.
And I know that your mother and father have excellent taste in children.
Thank you.
All right, so these are my I've given you my sacred treasures other than trace minerals. Okay, the only other
I need those, by the way.
Say that again?
I need those. Weren't you going to send me a link or something? Or did you?
It's very easy. Watch. Trace minerals are the key. I can get up from the dead with no chance, three times, no chance of surviving. None. When they came out of open heart surgery, the surgeon told Catherine, my brother, and my sister, he may make it 10 days. If you could see what he looks like on the inside, the amount of scar tissue from the lightning, you wouldn't understand. You couldn't understand how he's alive right now. And that's what they told my brother, sister, and Catherine. And so I didn't hear that, but they told me. So I'm a big Linus Pauling fan, because when you lie in a bed for 2 years trying to learn to walk and feed yourself and move, and you know, you study the body, because I had to make it move. I had to make it do it. It was not going to, but I was going to win. And so I found trace minerals, and I have a regimen that I take every day. And so,
will you send that to me?
Yeah, all it is trace mineral research. It comes from the Great Salt Lake. It's on Amazon. It's like $9. They make you buy two of them, so it's like $20.
Just go to Trace Mineral Research on Amazon?
Yeah.
Okay. Listen in there, folks.
Because all the ones that I've looked at, maybe there's some better, okay, because they're chelated. But when I look at them, David, and I've looked at 100 brands, these are accessible. They do the job. Okay, it's drops. All right, and I put it in my milkshake. Okay, and I usually take mine before 10. The body hunts sugar at 10, 2, 4, and 7. So when the body's hunting sugar is when I put my trace minerals in my system, because that means my body's going to move those trace minerals to where they should be positioned. Okay? And at the same time, I take B-complex time release. And if it's not time release, the body strips out 3, 6, and 12 instantly. And then you just pee the rest of it out and it's yellow, because that's all the B's. So if you get time release, then B7, B11, B13, B17s, these are so important to the body, but they never get to stay in it because of how people do. I mean,
I'm going to get myself some.
Well, yeah, and you will notice in 3 weeks, every compound, enzyme, and solution reaction in the body is caused by a trace mineral.
I'm going to get it.
Linus Pauling said every illness can be reduced down to a shortage of a trace mineral.
Wow.
We now know that about D3.
I'm getting it.
We know that about zinc. We know that about vitamin C. So, I mean, I'm 72 years old, and I have a bad heart and a bad back and from the lightning, and I have endured these 47 years. But I celebrate being alive at this time. And I hope we haven't bored your audience. You know,
oh, they love you, Dan, and they love you. I listen, you're full of wisdom, man. I just kind of kick back and listen to you. It's really a pleasure. I really love when you come on my show, and so does my audience.
And I'd like to take questions too, David.
I'm going to bring you on the general's tent. Huh? I'm going to bring you on the general's tent soon.
So can I be the same as like Hannity's hot seat?
Yeah. Well, just everyone in the audience will start asking you questions, and they just will just take turns with people asking you different questions. They'll love this. This will be great.
I look forward to that.
You good? Would you want to do it in April?
Sure.
All right. You're the next general. You heard it there, folks. Danny and
Brinkley. And tell people, I mean, I don't mind death and dying questions, David.
Okay.
But I'd like for people to ask, you know, anything.
Okay.
I mean, let's get out there.
All
let's,
questions welcome, folks. Daniel Brinkley in the General's tent in April. I love it. Daniel, thank you for joining me.
I enjoyed this, and I'm just proud of you, David. And I'm proud of watching the movement. I think there's too much static, like I said before. And people don't understand the value of their love. They don't understand the value of their belief system. And they don't understand that the choices they're making, and they have let prayer not become an active part of their existence. I am thankful for everything that is around me. And I don't drink or eat without a blessing and being thankful. You know, I'm thankful for you, and I'm thankful for this audience, and I'm thankful that they tune in. And I live in a place of gratitude because it's the smartest place to think from in this plane. And after 4 panoramic life reviews, you can bet I got this puppy figured. I got this puppy figured out. So anytime I can help, and anytime I can stir up trouble or mess with Juan, I'll be looking forward to it.
I'd like to have you both on a round table one day, because you both are just so interesting. Danian, thank you once again, man. I'm going to end this here, and I'm going to talk to you right after.
Look forward to it. Thank you, David.